The flow of traffic and shoppers from neighboring Mexico has slowly decreased in this border city. That is usually the norm around this time of year. In the winter, tens of thousands of farm workers cross the border every day to work in agricultural jobs. As Yuma County's biggest growing season comes to an end, the number of farm workers drops down to the hundreds. Schools here are also on their summer break. Residents and businesses in the city of San Luis say if immigration reform passes this summer, it would surely give San Luis an economic boost and grant immigrants their deserved path to citizenship. Ricardo Ramirez, a San Luis resident who was resting at Friendship Park, a park that sits right outside the San Luis port of entry, says he came to the U.S. when he was very young and worked in farm fields throughout his whole life. He says the Obama administration has not been following through with his promises.
Lo que dicen y prometen, que lo cumplan.
They're just like politicians from Mexico now, he says. They promise you this and that, so what's the problem? But with the help of the Hispanic vote, he was reelected because he talked a lot about immigration reform and that he was going to help us with our families.
Por hispanos, le dimos el voto porque dijo que la reforma por nuestras familias.
Last year, the Senate passed a comprehensive immigration reform bill to expand visas and provide a potential path to U.S. citizenship for an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the nation. Immigration advocates have long demanded President Barack Obama to change deportation procedures to avoid breaking up families. So far, the Obama administration has deported about 2 million undocumented immigrants. Guadalupe Hernandez, a resident of San Luis Rio Colorado, came to shop on Main Street. As she looks through boxes of sandals and artificial flower arrangements, she says she disagrees with the deportation of millions of nonviolent undocumented immigrants. I think it would be a good idea, she says, because they've practically been here their whole life, and it will be unjust for them to be sent back. Their lives are adapted to the American way of life. It would be a total change and could even be detrimental for them more than anything. President Obama has ordered Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson to wait until later this summer to complete a review of U.S. deportation policies in hopes of getting Congress to act on passing immigration reform bills as soon as possible. Eric Jones, president of the San Luis Chamber of Commerce, says that a new immigration law will help increase the economy in this city.
It would help probably immediate of immigration, like for instance when we started the visa program in the late 80s, that's one of the major influx of growth that San Luis had, and we would have another influx of population growth in our community.
Erica Samudio, a sales associate that works at a discount store that sells items ranging from pots and pans to clothing just outside the port of entry, talks about how business slows down during the summer.
No, pues ahorita va muy bien.
Well, everything seems to be okay this week. Business has begun to slow down now that school is out and the agricultural season has ended, but there is always some sales. Samudio says a big chunk of their sales rely heavily on Mexican shoppers. However, she believes immigration reform would give a big boost to businesses in this town, especially during the summer months when the unemployment rate increases.
Está muy mal, siempre es una batalla.
Eric Jones, president of the San Luis Chamber of Commerce, says if immigrants are granted the pathway to citizenship, housing in San Luis could soar and the unemployment rate would decrease. Meanwhile, residents from both sides of this border city can only wait and see, as President Obama has given Congress a deadline to move immigration reform legislation before the end of the summer. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.